Be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They do not wash their hands when they eat a meal." He summoned the crowd and said to them, "Hear and understand. It is not what enters one's mouth that defiles the man, but what comes out of the mouth is what defiles one." Then his disciples approached and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" He said in reply, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone, they are blind guides of the blind. If a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall into a pit." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate the memorial of Saint John Vianney. And I believe that most of us, we know his story. We know that he wasn't famous academically, or he wasn't famous at all. But God used him as an ordinary man to bring something that is extraordinary to the church. He was a faithful man, a priest, and we know him as the patron saint of priests and the patron saint of parish priests. Saint John Mary Vianney, however much he wasn't famous, he was faithful to God in his heart. He knew the person that he was following, Jesus, the one who can transform what is ordinary into something extraordinary. After his ordination as a priest, he was sent to a remote parish in Arles. He didn't argue, he didn't hesitate, but he went. In that parish, however much people were struggling spiritually, we are told that he spent many hours in prayer. He spent many hours listening to confessions, listening to their needs, paying attention to their pastoral needs. And even up to now, people are still going into that place because of this ordinary man that was made extraordinary by God himself. And this is what he had to say about priesthood. He said, "The priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus. The priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus." And what did he mean by that? He meant that as priests, we are invited to be the visible love of Jesus among the flock, among the people that we pastor, through the Eucharist, the celebration of the Mass, in the confessions, the preaching, the prayer, and even the pastoral needs of the church. That when we do those faithfully, we become priests of Jesus Christ. That's what we are called to be and to do. But at the same time, you can say, "Father, okay, that is for you. You're already a priest. What about me?" And to you, as the faithful, you are invited always to pray for your priests, to support them, and to be there for them. When you do that, you also exercise your priesthood. the priesthood of the baptized. In the gospel today, our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was preaching, of course we are told that the disciples, they broke the tradition of the elders by eating a meal without washing their hands. Of course, the Pharisees and the scribes, they were following the traditions, the laws, the rituals of the elders. That's what they were focusing on. But when Jesus encounters them, he challenges them and he invites them to look at what is inside. Yes, the outside is important, but what is inside matters more. He says that it is from what is inside that defiles that person. Perhaps greed, unforgiveness, pride, addiction, all those, they're the ones that defile the person. St. John Vianney knew it. St. John spent time with the people to try to work on what is from inside through confessions, through the pastoral needs. We pray through his intercession that we too, in our own day, in our own life, that we may follow his example and teaching, that God can use what is ordinary and makes it extraordinary. Amen.